Okay, that was great fun with Coco Taylor, and it's her birthday today, so I don't know if we can find any more, but that's a couple of good ones. You got to hear some good Coco Taylor today. Now, the fellow who requested that I play you a blues piece is here, and his name is Steve, and he's going to tell us all about a show called Newsies. It's a Broadway show that's playing in Austin. I understand this is the very end of your tour.
That's correct, John.
Lucky
yeah.
to have you here in Austin for the end of the tour. So, Steve, tell me about yourself and about the play Newsies. And you've got another Steve in here, and Steve has reddish, sort of blondish hair, and the Stephen has dark hair, and they're both in the show Newsies. So, tell us all about it.
Well, thank you for making my morning, John. I always start my morning off with a little cup of blues. Newsies, it's our last week here in Austin, Texas. We're so thrilled that we can share it with y'all. Newsies.
Did you practice to say y'all before you came in?
I did not. I am from Southern Maryland, and that's how we speak.
All right. Yeah. In Southern Maryland, they say y'all, too. That's
yes,
really
we do.
Great.
From the boonies, yep.
Right. Well, you're in y'all country here, too.
I like the syntax.
Okay.
So Newsies is based upon a real-life event, 1899. Newsboys struck against Joseph Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst, who were trying to raise the price of the newspapers to force them to sell twice as many as they were before to earn the same amount of money. And one kid rose up and said, hey, we're not going to take it anymore, and essentially brought these two titans of the newspaper world down to their knees.
Well, now that sounds pretty dramatic, and it's we hear Pulitzer Prize. We think, oh, he's a hero, and yet he was torturing these poor newsboys. So we got to find out more about this, and this is sort of like a history lesson as well as a great dance show. So, Stephen, are you one of the newsboys?
Yeah, I play Davey. I'm sort of the head of, or I'm like the brains behind the operations. Mm-hmm. Myself, I come from a different sort of background. Most of the boys are homeless or all live together in these newsboys' homes. And I come to work after my father gets injured. And I sort of help them understand what a strike is, how to strike, what it means to band together, how to hold a rally, how to get everyone's attention. And so that's sort of my role in it. But like you were saying, it's the newsboys were all, there's a lot of dancing going on the show. A lot of really young guys.
There's a picture I saw in the newspaper. I just was, what is that real? It's got all the newsboys suspended up in the air. They've just done a big jump, and they're with their arms reaching out, touching their toes. Mm-hmm. They're doing splits in the air and touching their toes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe, and there's like 100 of them.
The way you're feeling is the way I feel every day watching these guys just play around. They have such incredible control of their bodies, and they come from such crazy pedigrees that the things that they just like joke around doing, they're like backflipping off the stage and doing like 20 turns in a row, and they're all just laughing about it, like, haha, good one. And I'm standing on the side like, you're all incredible. Right. The show is just a bunch of, these guys are super athletic, like athletes flying across the stage, and Tony Award winning choreography, and every day just someone does something that impresses me more and more and more.
Wow.
There's not a day that goes by where I'm not completely wowed by the ensemble I get to work with every day.
Wow. So this show is a must see.
It is. It's got a Tony Award winning score as well by Alan Menken and Jack Feldman, and Christopher Kelly, as Stephen said, won the Tony Award for best choreography. It is a fantastic show. There's something for everyone, whether you're 5 or 95, you're going to relate in some way to the piece.
Now tell us about your role.
Well, I play a little-known character called Joseph Pulitzer.
that guy.
He wasn't a bad guy. He was just a capitalist, that's
right,
all.
Right, right.
It's fun. It's been a lot of fun. I've been on the road since we started in 14, and it's been fantastic getting to give these young men their just due and then have them give it back to me. In the end, yeah.
I see.
Yes.
and so the justification process in your mind has to do with you're just making money.
Exactly. And that's Pulitzer's main theme. He sings a song called The Bottom Line, which is essentially
profit.
That's it. It's how much money can we make and spend the least. Mm-hmm. And it's been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah, the strike was really a turning point in not only New York City, but a lot of the country for rights of child workers. You know, there was a lot of a lot of things that were sort of pushed off to the wayside or in the shadows that no one really knew were happening to kids in all kinds of industries, in right. factories and slaughterhouses and all kinds of stuff. And this strike, where it wasn't just the newsboys striking, they brought together child workers from every industry to stop working for a day. And it really changed how labor was treated in the city and workers' rights, especially for those underprivileged, those without families, without places to go to.
You have to realize this is only about 25 to 30 years after that Gangs of New York time period, Scorsese's film. Mm-hmm. So all of the parents were feuding and fighting over territory and killing each other, and it left children orphaned on the street in a tremendous, tremendous quantity. And they were all either shipped out to the orphan train, or they went into orphanages, or they were dead or in jail. So this is their homage, because we know what happened to Joseph Pulitzer. The main kid is based on a real-life character called Kid Blink. In our show, his name is Jack Kelly, but the real Kid Blink virtually disappeared from history. You cannot research anything that happened to this kid. And so this is an homage to all those children who were left homeless, orphaned on the street, because it was just an incredible time that we can't even fathom at this point.
The parents that died fighting were fighting each other for territory.
For territory and turf and, you know, who did this to who. And it was just a very chaotic, very gruesome time to be living in Lower Manhattan.
Lower Manhattan being below the Wall Street area.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
there's also a lot of fun dancing and numbers, and it's a show for a family.
Thank you.
It's not the Macbeth of musical theater. Sorry.
The Macbeth of musical theater. Okay. Well, let's hear a little of the music.
You don't need money when you're famous. They give you whatever you want gratis.
Such as
a pair of new shoes with matching laces.
Permanent box at the Sheep's Head races.
Stramion rye with a sour pickle.
A personal puss on a wooden nickel.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable. Staring right at you, lousy with stature.
Barbershop haircut that costs a quarter.
Regular beat for the star reporter.
I'm straight punk, she's the king of New York.
Who'd have thought? I'm the king of New York.
We were sunk, pale and pitiful.
Bunch of wet noodles,
polishers, poodles.
Almost about to drown in the drink.
When she fished us out and drowned us in ink.
So let's get drunk.
Yeah!
I'll get quicker. Fame works quicker when you're king of New York.
I gotta be either dead or dreaming. Cause look at that paper with my face beaming. Tomorrow they may wrap fishes in it. But I was a star for one whole minute.
So I hear there's tapping in the show.
Absolutely.
And are you one of the tap dancers yourself?
I am. I don't do too much dancing in the show, but I do get to do the whole tap number.
Wow.
It's my favorite.
Wow. And you can get your tickets for this spectacular show, Newsies, through Broadway in Austin or Texas Performing Arts, 477-6060. It's running this week only in Austin. Only this week. So hurry up and get your tickets. All right, I think I got a question for you. Are there any girls in this play?
Four, I think.
Yes, there are. There are many girls. not as many as the guys, but there are girls.
Love interest or anything like
course,
that?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, because I saw a picture in the paper that had a boy and a girl.
You got to have a love story.
Got it.
There's a young cub reporter who shows up and is sort of breaking the story on the Newsboys, and she becomes the love interest for the main character, Jack Kelly. Her name's Catherine.
Okay, so look forward to seeing Newsies on stage at the Bass Concert Hall this week. Get your tickets now. 477-6060, TexasPerformingArts.org, or Broadway in Austin. Now, just I'd like to say that you folks out there in the audience need to be aware of the fact that the two gentlemen that I'm talking to, Stephen and Steve, were up late last night dancing their feet off in this show called Newsies, and they got up early this morning to come around and do some promotion for the show. So it's important that you reward their effort of getting up at the crack of dawn this morning when they could have slept until 8 with no problem, or 11 probably. But anyway, so you need to get your tickets for Newsies. And the show is, how long a show is? It's like 3 hours long, or
two and a half.
Yep. So it should be out by 10:30, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And so, yeah, you can handle that. Your kids can stay up late one night, because I'm sure kids would love to see other kids jumping up and down.
Absolutely.
How old are the cast members? Members generally,
we have the two little kids. We have a 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, something like that.
I think Turner just turned 10.
Okay,
10 and an 11-year-old.
And they both alternate in the role of Les, who is our youngest Newsie, and then we have all the way up to 16, 18, 20, 21, 22. There might be a 30-year-old in there, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Now, when you say Newsie, is that the name for a newsboy or girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were there news girls?
There were.
There were.
There were.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
We have a news girl ourselves. Her name is Sniper.
We have a news girl.
Good for you. Good for you. Yes, equal opportunity.
Absolutely.
It occurs to me that it's not too long after the terrible situation that was going on in England, in London, and William Blake wrote extensively about it at the end of the 18th century and beginning of the 19th century, about the chimney sweeps that were employed to go in and sweep chimneys. Mm-hmm. And they were little bitty kids, and they didn't live very long.
Mm-mm.
They only lived maximum 7 years or 8 years, and then they were useless after that anyway, because they got too big to go up and down the chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all these diseases from, inhaling all that ash and soot. And soot. These conditions that children have been placed under historically have been really horrific. And this play touches on that, Newsies. But it also shows the brighter side of how things changed.
Yeah. It's one of the little tricks of the piece. It's not cutesy-pootsy musical theater traditionally. It's really got an underlying sense of grit and realism to it, and a tribute to what these kids went through.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it happened in the romantic nature that Harvey Fierstein's book is structured, and from the movie as well, who knows? But it's a terrific tale of David versus Goliath and bringing down the man and so forth. And you got lots of love story mixed in there with the dancing and the singing. But it's much like a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein, where it's covered up with pretty music and a love story, but underneath is an underlying level of grittiness and dirtiness that is what art should be. It's a mirror to us, It's art putting a mirror up to us and looking at us as a people, as a society, and that's what it is.
And it's not like these things have gone away. There are still there's still child workers in the world who are not in conditions that are very good for children.
Right.
And that's our show is sort of just like a beacon of hope in any and all times when people feel downtrodden or are subject to conditions beyond their control due to their circumstance. Like, it's not a story that's going away anytime soon. Even if there were no child laborers, that would still be a story that resonates with people and that feeling that we've all had.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Steve. Steve,
who thank
was
you,
just
John.
Speaking about the serious, the grit, and he is the fellow who's playing the part of Joseph Pulitzer in this play Newsies. It's a Broadway show with lots and lots of dancing, high energy, great music. It's got every reason in the world to recommend itself to you, and I hope you get out there and get your tickets. Now, what finale piece should we go out with? Is there that King of New York was about as good a one as I can think of.
Let's think it's the big one in the second act, Once and for All.
Now tell us once more, how do we get tickets? You go to BroadwayInAustin.com. Is that BroadwayInAustin.com or TexasPerformingArts.org? Or you can actually use your telephone or cell phone. I don't think anybody has a landline anymore except me. And I do not have a cell phone, and I do survive, though.
Wow,
I had to drive all the
you
way.
You are a dinosaur, John. That's fantastic.
I had to drive all the way home just to make a telephone call. Anyway, here we go. And it's going to be Once and for All. And thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay,
appreciate
bye-bye.
It.